Proclamation number 2039 be dated the August 21st, 1941. Mental activity. The human being cannot be compelled to get in touch with spiritual forces, but it is a deliberate act of free of will. Consequently, he must also have the opportunity to be mentally active if he does not establish a connection with knowledgeable forces. Only in that case is his activity limited insofar as he can only solve earthly questions. Then only his physical organism will be active. He will use the energy of life which flows to him entirely independently from support from the beyond, as long as he does not appeal to these forces for it. The thought the person is now thinking have no spiritual value at all, thus no value for eternity. They are not spiritual but earthly, i.e., transient knowledge. However, mental activity can also touch upon problems which lie beyond worldly things. But the human being, due to his will and his attitude towards God, resists the influence of knowledgeable beings from the beyond with the result that his thoughts will utterly contradict the truth. Hence, only those spiritual forces will express themselves which are requested by the human being's will. But at all times spiritual forces are at work as soon as spiritual questions are raised, whereas earthly questions only need the vitality which flows to him, even though the person believes that his intellectual thinking always solves every problem. Ignorant or lying forces will certainly let the person believe that he has gained the result by purely intellectual means, since it is their intention to deny all spiritual activity, in order to also destroy the belief in divine working. Consequently, the human being considers himself the originator of every thought, and the forces supporting him will encourage this opinion. And only a person aspiring towards God understands the nature of thought. He feels the currents which flow to him from the kingdom of light. He willingly allows himself to be influenced by the good spiritual forces. And therefore, only the person aspiring towards God will know the truth, for that which flows to him in the form of thoughts is from God. Purest truth will be imparted according to his will through bearers of light to the human being, because God is the truth himself. Amen.